food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 12 October 2020. Welcome to the next program. We're going to bring a very special guest in a minute. I'll tell you about it just in a second. Before I do that, though, don't forget tomorrow night we have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez with us. Tomorrow night will be your chance, all for the whole hour, to call and ask about health questions for yourself or a family member. And Dr. Rodriguez, in my mind, and from what I can, what I've seen and I personally know, has got to be the top three professionals in this world when it comes to healing and knowing how to do it naturally. So tomorrow night, you can write down the toll-free number, and you can call and ask questions about your health, questions about you or somebody else. But folks, don't waste that hour. You have a chance to talk to a doctor that I know personally has cured cancer, Parkinson's disease, and all kinds of problems. I know for a fact I met the people he did it with that were sent home to die that are still here. So tomorrow night is your chance to call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez if you want to, and I hope you will. And look, we're still offering, we're going to offer this for the probably rest of the month and quit. Our teacher we did back on August 1st on the Mark the Beast. Folks, I cannot emphasize to you how important that teaching is. Not because I did it. I'm nobody. I know that. But I taught it from the Bible, and I give proof of what's coming down. And with Dr. Majet and the end of it, the 20-minute video, talking about the COVID vaccine, I know that you need to get a copy up and make all the copies you can for your family and friends. We're running out of time, folks. We are running out of time. $10 for DVD or CD, your choice. That includes shipping and everything else. So please get a copy of that while you can. And of course, I still have a couple packs up, believe it or not, of the Stan Johnson's book on how pre-trib won. If you want to read about the theory of pre-tribulation and why it's not biblical and how it won the hearts and minds of people, of course, I think you know a lot of it. Folks, we get you, these books come one at a time for $20, which is, you can do it if you want to. But a 10-pack is $40, and that includes shipping to your door. Get copies for your friend, your family, your church members. Let them read for themselves about what this is all about, okay? Please do that. And if you get a chance, don't forget The Grand Design Exposed, a book that got the last three cases of it. I've got 2.5 left now, a couple months ago. The last that I know of, it came out of the author's home. You can get them online for $29.95. We have them $10. That includes shipping. We got them for almost nothing, and that's why I'm passing one for you, almost nothing. It's a book that will maybe help you understand what's happening right now around the world. Not just in America, but around the world. And a lot of folks don't believe it when I tell them, but you can look for yourself in the book. The proof is there that the piece of land that Washington, D.C. built on was called Rome, owned by a guy named Pope. That is not a coincidence. It's in the book. You'll find out for yourself. $10 delivered to your door. And I hope you take that very seriously. And don't forget that if you listen on shortwave tonight on 6115 right now live, Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver, is paying for that hour. She's been such a blessing to this ministry, folks. I mean, more than you'll know, more than ever say. I mean, really, she has been. And I hope that you'll please at least call and thank her for it. You can call her 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And when you talk to her, ask her about some way to protect your financial future somehow outside of paper, outside of cash or anything else. I would recommend that very highly. I know what's done for me over the last several years and how it helped me get out of debt. I actually paid cash for a car I bought here a few months ago. Made me feel good to walk in and pay cash for a vehicle. Now, it wasn't a new one. It's a 2015, but it runs good in good shape. So those things available if you just think a little bit and let somebody help you plan that. Plan what's coming on, okay? One more announcement. A very sweet lady in France sent us a donation from Western Union. And sweetheart, if you listen tonight, would you please call the office tomorrow? We have to get a correction made. You got my name reversed. And I cannot collect that. Can I get the money out to put in the ministry? So if you listen tonight from France, please call tomorrow. Talk to Lisa. She'll tell you what to put on the MoneyGram, on the Western Union MoneyGram, so we can get it from there and put it in the bank where it needs to be. But thank you so much for your generous donation. And please tomorrow call and tell Lisa, if you don't mind, show her a good call and ask her so you can tell you what we need to do. My guest tonight, you may say, well, now you got a guest tonight. Are you going to talk to a guest tonight from West Virginia? Yes, I am. He's running for a local office in Randolph County, West Virginia. He's running for sheriff, the highest law office in the land. Answers to no one but the people. He doesn't answer the FBI, the CIA, DEA, or the president. The sheriff is a head law officer in the county, period. That's all there is to it. He's there to stand for the people and stand for their rights and duties in Christ and what they're supposed to be as a free people. Now, you say, well, why do you have a local guy from West Virginia on there running for, why you bring him up for it? Now, this is a national race. It isn't. No, it isn't. But, folks, if we can support one gentleman anywhere in this land, and I'll do it any place to stay if I can find somebody who wants to be interviewed on the radio broadcast. I've been trying to get a hold of the lady that owns the Rifle Colorado, owns the gun sack, real, believe it is. She's running for Congress. I cannot get a hold of her. I'd like to interview her. If somebody in Colorado knows her, I'd like to talk to her. I'm willing to support anyone who I know will take a stand for the truth. And Phil Hudock is a man that I've known for 20-some years now, about 25, I guess. I led him to Christ in my brother's front room a long time ago. He grabbed hold of that challenge and picked up his cross and has not turned around. He's been a man that's made a difference in this state. He stood up against the ID in the schools, took the state Supreme Court and won. He stood up against the vaccinations with his daughter, took it to the courts and won. The man is a fighter and a battler, and he's a believer in Christ and knows where the Supreme Law comes from is from Jesus Christ. And not the Constitution, I'm not knocking that, but the Supreme Law is Christ, period. And Phil Hudock, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing fine, Phil. I really am. I have no complaints. I really don't. God's been good to both of us. You know that. We've been a lot of things together, through a lot of things together, but we're still together.
Yeah, we've gotten some hot spots and cold spots and warm spots, you name it.
Absolutely. We really have, and we've kind of backed each other up for a long time, haven't we?
That's right. You watch my back, I watch yours.
That's right. And by the way, folks, when you all receive a DVD or CD, it comes from Phil Hudock. He's our producer, does that. He records all the teachings in his home. We have a little studio there in his home. He does all that from his home. He makes all the copies for us. We sit and he emails the CDs out every month for the people that get the CDs of the month. And by the way, if you do not have a local church to go to and you want some Bible teaching, I humbly submit to you that maybe you might want to consider getting our DVD or CD of the month. We put 4 hours worth of CD or DVD out to you every month. That's a donation of $15. That's 2 hours worth of Bible study and 2 hours worth of current events normally. Sometimes it moves around a little bit. But if you want to have in-home Bible study, invite your friends over. If you want solid biblical teaching and prophecy as far as what the scriptures say, what's happening today, if you want it, it's available to you. $15 a month delivered to your door. And Phil, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but are the teachings worth getting?
Well, let's put it this way. Some people drive 4 and 5 hours to get here. Aren't many, but they put in the miles and the time and the effort. Yeah.
And expense, even. Yep, they do.
Well, we don't charge them.
No, I mean, to drive down there, I mean, it's a long drive down there, 4 or 5 hours, you know?
That's
folks, we have people do come down and see us when they can, and I'm not bragging on me. Believe me, I'm not bragging on Butch Paul. Phil Hudock knows me better than anybody else in the country. He knows Butch Paul just a simple man. He knows that. I'm nothing
just
special,
Butch.
But just Butch. I try to do my father's will best I can. I finally owned up to the fact that I'm a New Testament prophet in a sense, what I do. I know that now. I've owned up to it, and I feel better since I've done that. But I'm just Butch Paul. I'm nothing special. Outside of Christ, I'm nothing. That's just the way it is. But Phil Hudock, you have run for office. You run for governor. You run for president. You run for different things over the years. You've taken stands on so many different issues. You won some, and, well, you won them all. Maybe just didn't look like on the ballot, but you won some battles with the vaccinations in the state. You won battles over the ID cards in schools. You've taken a stand, and now you run for a local office in Randolph County, for sheriff of Randolph County. Randolph County, I believe, is the largest county in our state. And I think one of the most prosperous counties in our state. And you live there, and you decided, hey, I'm going to try to make a difference on a local level. And I'm so proud that you're doing that. I wish I still lived in Randolph County instead of a couple counties below you, but I know where to come if I get in trouble. But anyway, why did you choose to put your head out again on the limb and run for another office?
Sometimes I wonder about that, Butch. It's just something I feel I have to do, you know. I'm led to do it. It's a conviction, and to be honest with you, I'm having a blast, and I figured I should share it with your listeners. You know, by the way, I was checking out some statistics on this county, and the county I came from, Hancock. You probably heard of it. It's
oh yeah.
It's we're talking West Virginia, but it's actually north of Pittsburgh. Okay, but. Hancock County, where I came from originally, is 83 square miles. 83. Guess how much Randolph County is?
How much?
1,070.
Wow, that's a big county state. It's a big county. It's a big county. I mean, not the biggest on the East Coast, but it's one of the biggest.
Well, I've heard it's actually the biggest east of the Mississippi River, but. Unless maybe there is some challenger that I don't know about, but yeah, it's a huge county, very rural, very beautiful, mountainous, and I'm just having a blast running for sheriff. Everything that things that I've done in the past are now coming together. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I couldn't have orchestrated this. I couldn't. There's just no way. You know, but I feel free. You know what I mean? It's like,
amen.
It's like when I walk in Walmart and I don't have a mask on, and I feel sorry for all the, you know, the walking dead.
Zombies.
But at the same time, you know, God gives us freedom, no matter where or how we are, if we're in Him, if we have a relationship and we know God, man, it's free. It's wonderful. And let me tell you what's happened recently, and then I'll really get into the sheriff's race. My daughter, who was the one who had the big vaccine battle, she wouldn't take a vaccine her senior year. It was a newly mandated vaccine, and it wasn't lawful that she had to have it. It was policy. It was health department, and really. These health departments, Butch, which are unelected positions, they are telling even governors what to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And they really don't lawfully, constitutionally, have that kind of power. But at any rate, Olivia was able to stay in public education, even though she was taught at home her senior year, and she was the only person that actually graduated in the system from a little tiny mountain school with only 40 students. So it's not public education as anyone else would know it, you know, she was able to graduate and went to college. She got a waiver of taking shots for college, I guess maybe because of her, you know, her past and how she had fought. But she's come under fire now that she actually works at the college, and you know, she's gone through different gyrations of COVID policy. They, you know, it's like the weather. Let's see what the COVID policy is, you know, this week. What
it color, changes it. It does change every day.
Every day.
And one CDC and WHO says that the tests are not accurate, at least 50% off not accurate. And then they say, well, after so many days, you can't catch it, but it lives on stainless steel for 28 days. It goes on and on and on. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. It's, you know, our county is, let's see, gold. No. Yeah, we're gold this week. You know, we have a color code, and now they've added new colors. Gold is the new color on the color code.
I assume that's a high color, right? That's because you're highly infected? Is that what that is, gold?
Well, red's the worst. Orange is less. Then comes gold, and then I believe green, you know.
But don't worry,
it'll change next week. We'll have chartreuse or, you know, some other color. But at any rate...
Long as don't go rainbow.
She teaches at Deaney College, and at first they said she would have to have a test, but their policy said that you could opt out and just do a quarantine, you know, before school started, so that you wouldn't, you know, you couldn't have COVID if you just quarantined. So, but now they've changed the policy, and everyone at the college must be tested. And every week they do 10% of the college, and they admit that this saliva PCR test that they're giving has a 10% error rate, Butch. 10%.
And that's a minimum. I've read other places at least 50%, but yeah.
Well, if they're saying 10, you can figure, it's probably way higher. And my question has always been, when someone is a known liar, just when is it you're supposed to believe them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, she requested that she not be in the pool to do that. And they said, no, everyone must. And so then she supplied a letter to the college explaining how it is unconstitutional for them to demand this, that it violates the state constitution, because this is not a college policy. This is a state policy that they're citing. You follow me? It's not a private, it's a private college, but they're saying this is state policy mandated. Okay. So I wrote her a letter, to give to her, health, HR director. And the HR director said, "Oh, you'll have to send this to the school's attorney, okay?" And I'll just read what it says. "To whom it may concern regarding my refusal to submit to PCR testing. Article 1, Section 3 of the West Virginia Constitution states, the provisions of the Constitution of the United States and of this state are operative alike in a period of war as in time of peace. And any departure therefrom or violation thereof under the plea of necessity or any other plea is subversive of good government and tends to anarchy and despotism." I looked up the definition of despotism. Despotism is when you have a tyrant, one person who rules for a long period of time. That's a despot. Okay.
And something like Jim Justice, you mean?
No justice.
Yeah, so. Exactly. By the way, our governor name is Jim Justice, and I don't mean to pick on him. We've had some just as bad or probably worse, but he's about the worst. He actually, not just him, most all but one state feel, you know that. South Dakota didn't shut down, and they're doing great, but all but one state, the governor's come in and said, you can't shut down your business, you can't go there, you got a court. They shut down the country, actually the whole world, but they shut down the country with no authority, but people are so scared that they ran and hid and obeyed.
Yeah, well, can you imagine 50 people are running the country?
Oh, yeah.
50 people. Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. I walked in, I don't even carry on here, but walked in a food line a couple of days ago. Two people, not counting me, three counting me, didn't have a mask on. And I had mentioned one guy, I said, "Thanks for wearing a mask." He said, "Oh, I just forgot mine." The other guy, I didn't get a chance to ask him. But they walked around. I probably saw at least 50, 60 people walking around like the They Live movie.
Well, you know, Aldous Huxley said, at Berkeley back in the 50s. He said it's now possible to actually have people enjoy their servitude.
Oh, yes. Well, they get to make themselves comfortable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with the badge of compliance, badge of honor, because they're
sure. They're
protecting the world. But at any rate, it goes on. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So then it says, to compel an individual, this is what I wrote, to compel an individual to provide body fluid for a test, absent a lawful warrant issued by a court based on probable cause, violates the individual's Fourth Amendment right to be secure as stated. And violating the Fourth Amendment is a violation of Article 1, Section 3 of the West Virginia Constitution. So here's what's interesting. We have a battle here. We have a state that has something in their Constitution which is unique, and that is that it cannot be suspended, and that the U.S. Constitution cannot be suspended in wartime and or peace and any departure from therefrom or thereof. So therefore, you know, we have a test case. We have a big test case here. The letter went to the attorney today. He said, no, you have to take the test. And she was scheduled. She was in the lottery and she was chosen in the lottery to have a test tomorrow, a COVID test. So she's not taking it. And tomorrow I will prepare another letter for her to send to the president of the college, and we're going to send it certified return receipt. So, you know, we're just laying the groundwork. And I'll tell you this, Butch, Olivia is perfectly at ease. She had already decided what she was doing was what she's supposed to do. And she's free. She's like you felt in the store when you didn't have a mask on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can be free.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you know, Paul was free even though he was in prison. You know, because
they can't jail your spirit and your soul. So
right.
Does it mean she's not going to work tomorrow? She's more or less been fired.
No. She's going tomorrow and she won't take the test. So, you know, we'll see what they do next. You know, she's fully prepared for whatever they're going to do if they fire her. I said, you know, we'll fight it. You know, it's just like I was with Marshall Wilson, who is running for governor here in the state. He's running independent, and he gave me a pamphlet, and on it it says, my first act of governor will be to rescind all of Jim Justice's unconstitutional executive orders.
Amen.
So he understands, you know, that these executive orders are unlawful, unconstitutional. And when I told him what I was doing with my daughter, he said Fourth Amendment. He knew exactly what I was talking about. So, you know, we're on the same page. And when I win the sheriff's race, I've already made the statement of the first thing that I will do, what my first duty will be as sheriff, as the supreme law enforcement officer, as someone who does take an oath to uphold the Constitution, which, you know, the Constitution doesn't violate God's laws. Now, there are a lot of statutory laws that do violate God's laws that I could not enforce, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the Constitution goes, you know, it was written in a time when people were definitely more moral. They were God-fearing for the most part back, you know, 140, 50, 60 years ago. This country has degraded. It has evolved. It's devolved, you know. So
Well, I'm writing another article for the next chapter of the next book on this issue. No more preaching, by the way, at Tyler's church. That's Olivia's husband, by the way, folks. Tyler's church last Sunday this month on this issue. In Romans chapter 1, it's going to be touched on briefly. It shows what happens when a people forgets God and how far it goes into complete depravity. That's what happened to America. But, you know, you tell Olivia for me that I like to know what happens tomorrow. But you tell her for me that I'm very thankful and proud of her and to have her in my life and been part of her for so long. The folks, I've been her pastor, I guess, up the last year or so, ever since she's been in diapers. And that's true, isn't it, Phil?
You never changed any, but yeah, she was in diapers.
So anyway, I'm so proud of her. So when you sent the letter to the lawyer, he just more or less ignored the letter and said, forget it, you're going to have a test anyway.
Correct.
Well, I mean, yeah. So obviously it tells you what kind of, well, he's certainly not a lawyer as we should have lawyers today. He's a code enforcement officer.
Well, the way I figure it, Butch, he either thinks, number one, she's going to back down, which I think is probably the most likely that, you know, most people would. You know, if push comes to shove, you know, they'll back down. Or he really thinks that, you know, he's in the right, lawfully in the right. Well, guess what? He isn't. And number two, she isn't going to back down.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. No, she won't. She won't. So, folks, now you see why you're running for sheriff. You see why this man is running for sheriff and why it should be important to all of us in this country. We don't have many men. I'm talking about good, solid, Bible-believing Christian men who will uphold their promise to the people in this nation. They get offices, they get in their offices, and it seems like they forget about what they raised their right hand to do. They forget about their duties to the people. They become the masters, not the servants. Phil Hudock, I'm going to say Sheriff Hudock, is a servant of the people, and he knows that. But more than that, he's a servant of God, which makes him a servant of all. So that's the difference between Phil Hudock and other candidates running for in his county. That's why we're supporting S. Marshall Wilson for governor in the state. Write in S. If you live in West Virginia, write in S, like in Sierra, Marshall, with two L's, Wilson, for governor on November 3rd. So, Phil, what kind of response are you having?
Well, let me first tell the folks that are listening this, if they have a computer, and I'm going to go over a couple of things, but go to Hudok, HUDOK.com, and that is my website, my running for sheriff website, and you'll actually get to see a picture of my car, or at least the top of my car, with a big horn, a big red horn.
Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. All right, don't forget the horn. Look, back at the break. If you want to call and say anything to Phil, you may at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we are back in talking to Phil Hudock. And by the way, I forgot to give out the office number tomorrow. If you want to call tomorrow and talk to us about anything, talk to Lisa, place an order, whatever you want to do, you can call 800-777-4403. If you don't have long distance, you can feel free to use that number, 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate if you do that. It does save us some money if you don't use a toll-free number, but you can call it 304-846-4448. So if you want to call tomorrow, and again, ask our friend in France to please call tomorrow and get the right name on the MoneyGram so we can get that cash, if you don't mind. I sure would appreciate that. Now, thanks again for thinking about us all the way from France, folks. Yeah, we do get emails from England and other places. People do listen. This old... Now, how they even understand me? I barely speak English, but they do. And they actually call, email and comment on what we're saying. So that's a blessing beyond words. Now, back to our guest, Phil Hudock, who's running for sheriff from Randolph County. Now, I hope, folks, you appreciate what he's saying. He isn't just fighting. He isn't just going to office for sheriff. You've seen what his daughter is standing up against. You've seen what kind of man he is and the stand he'll take. He's been in the state Supreme Court, my goodness, there for a while. He was the most fired teacher in Randolph County. and still called back to work once in a while. They can't get rid of him. He's like a, he just, I don't know what he is, like a magnet. They can't shake him. What do you say? Yeah, there you go. But you were talking about the speaker in your Jeep, folks. He has got a red Jeep and a red speaker. You can see it coming for sure. I know you can probably hear it coming too. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, if they go to my website, I have what's called a GIF, which is kind of like a slideshow, and you'll see a picture of my famous Jeep. It's getting more famous by the day. And recently Donald Trump addressed the public, and he was saying, you know, don't be fearful, don't let fear take control of your life and everything. So I put that on I recorded it and I play it on my speaker, and people are paying attention. Of course, with a speaker that loud, they have to. They can't get away from it. But at any rate, on my website, there's some interesting stuff, if I must say so myself. I did 18 hours of videos investigating COVID-19 because, to me, this is one of the most important issues and that has spiritual ramifications in my lifetime, for sure.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
There is that resource on my site, and of course, I took this information to the county commission. I'm waiting for their response to take action because this COVID response from the governor is illogical, it's unlawful, it's damaging, and it's ongoing. It just continues. So, I do want to read part of what I call my first sheriff duty when elected, okay?
I'll make one more comment if we go. I want to make one comment. You talk about important being times. Folks, I'm telling you this because I really sincerely concerned about what I'm thinking right now because I think it's true. If you want to see how many will take the mark of the beast when it comes right down to it, look at those around you, even those that go to church. Out of fear of a virus, their God's not big enough to stop a virus. How do you think they're going to stand whenever they can't buy or sell unless they take this mark? And the mark will probably be in the COVID vaccination. If you watch the video on our website, go to PastorBush.com, by the way, which is being revamped right now. Maybe some things moved around a little while, but PastorBush.com. Look under Health News or under Mark the Beast and find the video by Dr. Kerry Maget discussing the COVID vaccine. Understand that they have Luciferese in it. They have nanobots in it. They'll go through your body, hook you up to your phone, which hook you up to the internet. Now, this is the truth. Film telling the truth, aren't I?
That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Dr. Kerry Maget, she did a one-hour interview with the health ranger. And that is investigating COVID-19, the 18th program. It's a whole hour of her. And I suggest people watch it, Dr. Kerry Maget. Yeah, absolutely.
You go ahead. You make comments about the videos you had.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're 18 one-hour documentaries on the COVID response and all the different permutations and everything. But I want to read my pledge of when I become sheriff. These are the first duties. Number one, terminate all mandatory restrictions based on businesses and schools. Two, terminate the mandatory wearing of masks in all public places, private homes, and private vehicles. Three, protect the people from mandatory vaccinations. Four, protect the people from mandatory testing that is not 100% reliable, which is impossible. Five, protect the people from mandatory testing that is bodily invasive. Okay, now I have to uphold the Constitution, therefore I have to do those things. I have to protect the people. I have to protect their rights. You know, that's government really is not supposed to keep you healthy, feed
that's
you.
That's right. It's not their duty. It's not their duty.
Protect your rights. That's
not
their
It's not their
job.
Duty. And by the way, WHO, WHO, World Health Organization, said that they can't even prove there is a coronavirus. Now, I'm not making this up, folks. Check it out for yourself. Go to the WHO. Look up for yourself. They can't bring a virus forth to show it actually exists. Isn't that strange?
Very strange. But nothing surprises me.
No. But they developed a test by batching two other RNAs together somehow. But they don't have the COVID virus to prove it exists. Now, folks, listen to what we're telling you. Check it out for yourself. Go to WHO. Go to our website. Look under Health News. You'll find that article there. They do not have proof that it actually exists. Now, this is kind of dumbing down the people. And I promise you that you go out tomorrow in your local communities, you're going to see about everybody wearing a mask. In places like New York State, you got to wear a mask everywhere you go because the governor up there is nothing but a thug. And our governor isn't much better. We aren't quite that bad right here yet. But now you see why men like Phil Hudock needs to run for office. This is why I need to do it. Phil, let's take a phone call from PA. Let's talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in and welcome.
And Phil, it's been a long time since I've talked to Phil. I used to come down for the seminars, but I got all crippled up here with the nasty stroke I had back in October of 2017. But first I wanted to say kudos to Phil and his daughter Olivia for taking a stand.
Amen.
I would also like to say that Pastor Butch is offering a book that I think everybody ought to get because he's selling it for about a third the price that you can get it anywhere else on the internet. It's a 411-page paperback book called The Grand Design by a fellow West Virginian named John Daniel. That was his nom de plume, his pseudonym, I guess, or what it is, nom de plume. His real name is Daniel Goodwin. But he wrote a 411-page paperback book, again, called The Grand Design Exposed, that Pastor Butch, again, is offering for, what,
$10? $10. It includes shipping.
And you folks, again, it's at least $30 or more if you get it anyplace else, if you can find very many copies. Because I've found a lot of books are starting to disappear. I'm picking up, like I'd say, about out of ten of the last times I've ordered a book, I'm getting the last or next to last copy because somebody is buying up a lot of the books that exposed a lot of the bad shenanigans that were being carried on by people behind the scene. The reason why the Grand Design 411-page book, again, is so important to get is because it shows who controls Freemasonry, both French Freemasonry, German Freemasonry, British Freemasonry. All of this Freemasonry is controlled, and John Daniel makes a pretty airtight case that it's controlled by the Jesuit order of the Roman Catholic Church. So, and this book gets into a lot of history that you're not going to find anywhere in the USA, a lot of hidden history about secret societies, etc. So I would urge everyone to get that. And again, kudos to Phil and his daughter, Olivia. And Phil, I don't know how quick I could become a West Virginia citizen, but if you become sheriff, I'm a crack shot with my Mini 14. And if I could become a citizen real quick, if you wouldn't mind having a 73-year-old 20-year military veteran as one of your deputies, I would be glad to join up.
Absolutely. Okay. I'd like to double the population of Randolph County overnight.
I'm
kind of fat, but not fat enough to fill up the double on the population. But thank you both for hanging tough all these years and standing against the evil and honoring the command that's given to us as Christians in Ephesians 5:11 that says that we're not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful
works
of the evil,
darkness,
bad
yes.
stuff out there. But we're to expose them. That means drag them out into the light like a cockroach. And let people take a look at the evil that's going on. So God bless you both, and thank you so much for being there, Pastor Butch and Phil.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you
Thanks
both.
For the call.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Good call. Folks, the line is open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And, you folks, years ago I did a teaching entitled The Dominion Mandate. Now, probably most folks never heard about that. But our Creator gave us, in the book of Genesis, mankind, the dominion mandate over creation to go out and take care of the earth, tend the earth, and fill it with his word and his laws. Christ did the same thing in Matthew 28. He said, I want you to go into the whole world. And I want you to preach the gospel. But he didn't stop there. He didn't just say preach salvation. He said, I want you to disciple, that means discipline, teach all the nations. He said, all my commandments. The church has done very well in some cases preaching the gospel and maybe we'll say easy believism, but they haven't discipled the people and taught them the laws of God supersede law, any law, man, anytime, anywhere. Now, that's obvious to it. That's a mandate he gave us. I'll be preaching this hopefully at Tyler's church coming in a couple of weeks. But folks, along with the huge, huge blessings that our Father's given us, along with the heritage He gave us in Christ, He also gave us His responsibilities. We like the heritage part, but we don't like to do the responsibility part. Well, I tell you right now, all those who cry, Lord, Lord, will not enter in, but those who do the will of the Father. Those are the ones going to enter in, not those who say, I believe. Satan believes, but he certainly has not been converted and not obeying the laws of God. So there you go. Think about it. Let's move on. Phil, let's take another call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to BK from down around Denise, West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Hello,
hey there,
Pastor
BK.
Butch.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well. I have no complaints.
Very good. Phil, how do you do?
BK, I'm just having the ball.
Oh, excellent. Phil, I want to tell you, man, I've been fortunate enough to vote for you for United States Senator and for Governor of West Virginia back in 2016, and I was more than pleased to do so.
Well, you know, the Charleston Gazette calls me frequent candidate, Phil Hudock, but this time I'm going to come out on top.
Right, you know, on, brother.
Yeah. I actually lost more elections than Abraham Lincoln. He lost a lot of elections, but, you know, he didn't quit, and he actually got elected president. So I believe I can do this sheriff thing.
Well, I just thought I'd call and wish you well in your effort in running for sheriff of Randolph County, where the people know you the best, Phil, and the people knowing you up there, that ought to give you the advantage.
Absolutely. And there are three candidates, Republican, Democrat, and I'm Constitution Party. It's an open race. You know, there's no incumbent. And like you say, I am well known. They know I'm a fighter. And you know, for such a time as this, you need someone who's not going to bow to political pressure. And I believe both of the of my opponents are good men who would try to do a good job, but I just don't think they're not right for the situation that we have now, where you're going to have to buck the system and be politically incorrect, and that's what's needed. So, you know, the Lord's put me in the where He wants me, I guess. I just have to obey.
Well, I'm down here in Fett County. I'd get out there and vote for you, and I'd vote early and often, Phil.
Which would, too.
Yeah, I would. I really would. You know, BK, we can drive up here on Election Day and see what we can do.
Hey, before I forget it, I want to tell you all about a pastor and church leader's free webinar. I think the listening audience will like it. It's at churchprepared.com. It's tomorrow night, and in the East Coast it's at 10 p.m. It has Sheriff Richard Mack giving a speech on how sheriffs can defend your church. And Sam Sorbo from the Texas Homeschool Coalition talking about biblical truth in your children. And it has other Patriot speakers, and it's free. And again, the website's churchprepared.com, and you have to sign up for it.
You know, I've had Sam on the radio show a few times in the past, his wife also. Really a nice guy. And for someone that's so well known as Hercules on TV, they're strong believers. And I mean that. So go ahead.
Let me say something, BK, because here's what's really, really, really interesting about West Virginia besides Article 1, Section 3. Article 6, Section 47 says churches are prohibited from incorporating. They cannot lawfully incorporate in West Virginia. And I've known this, and I've tried to get the governor and the attorney general to do something about it, but of course they won't, because it's part of the system, you know, the club, and that's how it is. But as sheriff, I'm going to go to the churches. I'm going to challenge them to get involved in the serious drug problem that we have, because it's their duty to do that. And in turn, I will provide them protection. They don't have to incorporate. They can, they're tax, non-taxable.
They're tax immune.
They're non-taxable, right? That's the same thing. Not tax exempt, but
exactly.
Non-taxable.
Yeah.
And so you know, basically, I'm saying, number one, I'm going to protect you, but number two, I want you to do what needs to be done, and that is give these young people hope, make a truly change heart, and make them understand that there is a way. There is a way to get out of the pit that they're in, you know, the drugs. God doesn't want that, and we have to turn to Him. So, you know, I'm challenging the churches here in Randolph County. I announced that yesterday at a Meet Your Candidate, exactly what my plan is in that regard. And so that's something unique to West Virginia. It's the only state that I know of. Virginia actually had it, but Jerry Falwell Sr., decided he wanted churches to lawfully be able to incorporate in Virginia, and they took it out of their constitution. They eliminated it, but West Virginia still has it because we got our constitution originally from the state of Virginia. So there you go.
The mother state. The mother state.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, BK?
I wanted to ask y'all. Did y'all see the article from October 7th from the technologyreview.com? If the listeners wanted to look it up, you type in Trump's antibody treatment was tested using cells originally derived from an abortion. The article says the emergency antibody that Trump received developed cell line originally derived from abortion tissue, according to Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, the company that developed the experimental drug. That was on October the 7th. But today, this very day on Twitter, I saw Eugene Gu, that's G-U-M-D, and he tweeted, Marsha Blackburn sent two armed U.S. Marshals to my home in Nashville to subpoena me to Congress for the fetal tissue research that Trump ended up using to save himself from coronavirus. Well, Barrett is so that she can ban it permanently. Now, ain't that interesting?
It is interesting. It is. I read that article, and it's amazing. I mean, I think it'll make Trump a hypocrite, to tell you the truth, but nonetheless, that's the way it is.
Yeah, and Joe Biden says he's going to have a federal mandate to wear masks. So that's why it's so great to see you running for sheriff, Phil.
Amen.
Well, yeah, we're going to do things lawfully here in West Virginia, and as long as it's under God's law, you know what I mean? In other words, Nuremberg proved that a country's laws, if they go against God's laws, there is a higher law, see?
So, amen.
So I don't just blindly say I'm going to, enforce laws as written. They have to first pass the God test. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Good point.
Did you guys see where Biden is considering New York Governor Cuomo as Attorney General?
No, I didn't see that. Didn't see that.
One down the dog. This man in April. He said about coronavirus that the number is down because we brought the numbers down. God did not do that. Faith did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did. Cuomo didn't say in nursing homes to accept coronavirus patients from the hospitals, resulting in the death of 6,000 New Yorkers. This is the genius that Biden wants as his AG. Let me tell you, I call him Andrew Little Caesar Cuomo, and this on Columbus Day. He's the reason I'm quit eating pizza and breadsticks. You gentlemen have a nice night.
All right, thank Colby. I appreciate it. By the way, folks, while I'm thinking, we'll get another call in a minute. Before I'm thinking about this, we're going to have church this weekend, a Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll be able to join us. We're going to finish up a lesson started last time on the fruit of the flesh and spirit, and do some current events also and tie Bible into them. Now, folks, if you do not have current events covered, you do not know the times you live in, and you're going to be deceived. That's all there is to it. If your pastor isn't doing it, find somebody that is, because you're starving to death for the knowledge of Christ in this time and age. All right, let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. How's everybody feeling?
I'm doing well.
Okay. And Crystal and her family.
Crystal's still quarantined till I think Thursday or Wednesday, maybe Wednesday. But they don't. She don't know whether she'll be coming out or not. She's afraid of passing anybody else. But she's getting better. She's gaining ground.
Oh, good. She probably just has the flu.
Yeah, really. I mean, you don't know.
It's positive for everybody, you know?
Well,
every time somebody gets sick, everybody goes, oh my God.
They're scared to death of it. When the WHO can't even find the virus. But anyway, let's move on. What are you going to say to Phil? Go ahead.
Hey, Bill. Now, you're not going to leave our, you're not going to leave the church. You're still going to come on Saturdays, right? When they have services, you're going to be there?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I listen in. I don't watch by listening. I know you would make a good sheriff. I really do. And, Pastor, you were talking about talking in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Walmart, we had lines. We had two lines. They had one register open. We had this long line, and everybody in it was older. Most of them had masks on. I didn't. But we were all talking about we were not getting into that self-checkout line. They finally had to open another register. But we went through everything, politics and everything else, standing in line.
Good.
I said, you know, if we all just follow God's law, if we just upheld the Ten Commandments, the world would be all right.
Absolutely. Be heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Anyway, that's what I did this week.
Good. That's a testimony, sis. Keep it up.
Yeah. Yeah. But good luck, Bill, in the election. I can't vote for you. I live in the wrong state, in the wrong county. But
Pray
we need
it.
More people like you. We need a lot more people like you in office.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you. Folks, may have time for maybe another phone call if you hurry. 844-769-2944. Again, I have pen and paper. I'm giving you an address in a minute. I'm going
to
ask you
like
if you have... Go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would like to say that I would hope that people can go to the website and there's information that can profit them. And if they would like to support me in some way, I haven't done any radio ads. You know, it costs money, and I do have a contact and support page that actually has a donate button. So, you know, if they can, if they feel led to, I'd appreciate it. They can support my effort here.
You mean radio time costs money? I'm doggone. But anyway, and folks, write this address down. If you don't have a computer, and if you do have a computer, go to whodoc.com and support him, please. $5. $10, whatever you can do. But here's the address you can write to him. It's Phil Hudock. Last name is spelled H-U-D-O-K. Hotel Uniform Delta Oscar Kilo. H-U-D-O-K. Phil Hudock. His address, and it's a new address, Phil. It's 15958. That's 15958 Seneca Trail. That's Indian Tribe. Seneca. S-E-N-E-C-A. S-E-N-E-C-A Trail, Huttonsville, West Virginia, 26273. You call us tomorrow, folks. I have the address for you. I know we didn't get all on tonight. We love you a bunch. We'll see you tomorrow night. And Phil Hudock, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
Love you, Butch. Take care.
I'll see
God
you
bless.
Saturday. Okay. Bye-bye. Folks, see you tomorrow night on the air.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.